LeBron Street is here with us. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
Well, LeBron, I thought about y'all Saturday. How did the crappie fishing tournament turn out at Mayo Park?
Rob, the crappie tournament went very well, man. We had a tournament going on, a crappie tournament going on, and then the Fishers of Men was in town. They also had a bass tournament going on. Fishers of Men is it's a fishing club that travels all up and down the East Coast, and they stopped little old Mayo Saturday. So Lake was pretty busy this weekend, actually, Rob. You know, the first 80-degree weekend, it brought a lot of people out, and people just almost too excited to get out the house. You know, if you ask a lot of people that was at the boat ramp. But needless to say, Rob, we had a great weekend for crappie fishing. We had 16 boats. The biggest crappie weighed in was 1 pound, 44 ounces. And five fish weighed in at 5 pounds and I think 20 some ounces off the top of my head. But needless to say, we had a nice crowd with that. So we want to thank everybody, Rob, that came out to the crappie tournament. We, you know, I've been doing it for almost 8 years now, and we've never had over 10 boats. But to have 16 boats in this tournament and 18 boats in the last tournament, you know, that meant a lot to us through the park and word is getting out. And that means also the crappies are doing very well, Rob. So, if you're into fishing, you know, fishing, they are biting very well. They haven't moved out yet. A lot of crappies and the bass are up on the bed, you know, are still in the spawn. So come on out to the lake and enjoy a great day of fishing, a great day enjoying the water, whatever the case may be at Mayo.
Well, now, LeBron, so needless to say, fun was had by everyone involved.
That is correct, Rob. So it was a good, smooth operation, you know, as far as the tournament went, as far as, you know, no accidents or whatever the case may be.
336-597-7806 is the phone number to Mayo Park. The address, 1013 Neal Store Road. Log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information about the Person County Parks and Rec Department and Mayo Park. Mayo Park's a really nice place. It's playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. They had the bass, the crappie fishing tournament this past Saturday. Now, their next bass fishing tournament that is sponsored by the Person County Parks and Rec Department will be coming up on Saturday, May 14th. Now, LeBron, it's not too early to go ahead and register. And the boats are allowed to launch in their order of the way that they register, correct?
That is 100% correct, Rob. So the boats will leave on the May tournament at 6:30. You know, we've been leaving at 7, but this month we will leave at 6:30 just for the simple fact that, Rob, you know, it's a little bit lighter. And as Rob stated, the boats do leave, you know, as we receive the numbers as they come in. So, you know, the first come, first serve. But it's all about the numbers. A lot of tournaments, Rob, a lot of guys do what they call a shotgun start. They, you know, kind of say on your mark and set go, and they all take off. We personally don't like doing that. Just more of a safety hazard. I mean, more of a safety concern. So, boat number one to go, and maybe 5 seconds between boat number one and boat number two, just to spread it out a little bit, just to let the wake die down. But needless to say, Rob, May 14th is our next bass tournament at Mayo. We have one in May, and we have one left in June. The June one will be our early bird tournament. That's a little bit different. We can talk about it closer, but the way the early bird works is the boats will leave at 5 o'clock in the morning. They will leave the boat ramp at 5 o'clock, and we will only fish to 11. So it's a little bit different, but for the May one, you know, still a five fish limit, still $75 to enter and $10 for the big fish. For more information, to get signed up, to get your number, just give us a call at 597-7806 for more information to sign up for the upcoming bass tournament on May the 14th.
You can also call that same number to make camping reservations. Whether you want to camp at Mayo in a tent, rent one of the cabins, or rent an RV hookup, they have water and electric sites for RVs. The cabins have heat and air conditioning, modern bathroom facilities, and so much more at Mayo Park. 1013 Neal Store Road is the address. So stop in and see LeBron, Bree, and the other friendly staff members at Mayo Park 336-597-7806 for more information. We'll be back with more Playing in Person with the LeBron Street. LeBron Street is here with us. It's Playing in Person Tuesday morning. And Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on. Now, LeBron, here it is, April. Tell us a little bit about the Couch to 5K program.
Yes, Rob. So that registration is still open. So the way that works is, Rob, you know, it's just like we say, we're trying to get people up off the couch, you know, get them exercising, get them to moving for the upcoming 5K that will be held in a very few weeks. And the way it works is, Rob, you know, you get it's a group of people, you know, y'all work out together about every day, two or three days a week, and you got to just basically start off walking the track. You know, you start off walking one lap today, then next week might be up to two laps, gradually building yourself up for the 5K. In case you're wondering, a 5K is 3.1 miles. So that's why, we call it Couch to 5K to get you up, to get you motivated, to get you prepared for the upcoming 5K. But needless to say, Rob, that registration is now open. It's in full effect. Please give us a call at 597-1755 for more information to get signed up for it, or just ask general questions about it. It's a good program to do, and it's been successful these past few years, Rob.
336-597-1755. Or if you're out and about, stop by the Huck Sansbury Complex at the Parks and Rec office, and you can ask any questions you may have about any of the events and other items connected with the Parks and Rec Department. LeBron, what about summer camps?
Yeah, right. So, you know, school will be out here real soon. The kids just came off of spring break this past week. Speaking of spring break, Rob, a lot of people were out at the lake this weekend enjoying spring break, and they had a perfect week for it. But needless to say, they're coming off of spring break, and they got about a good 2 months, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, summertime will be here before you know it. So with that being said, you know, a lot of people, you know, wondering where they're going to put the kids at this summer, or what they're going to do this summer for the kids, or they want somewhere for them to go, something educational, fun, or just whatever the case may be. We are offering summer camp through the Parks and Recreation Department. They've been doing it for, I think this is the 36th, 37th year, but it's been a lot of years they've been doing it. And they take different trips, different field trips throughout the county. I believe some are outside the county. You know, every day is something different types of projects. It's based out of Huck Sansbury. But needless to say, the camp is from June 6th through August the 5th. That's when the camp starts. And they do have set times for them to come. Like if you only want your kid to come a half a day, you want your kid to stay all day, you want your kid to stay all day. So it's different sets of times, Rob. But just give us a call at 597-1755 for more information, or to ask how much it's a call. So what all do you need to do to get your kids signed up? At 597-1755.
Well, now, LeBron, with all this being said about things happening right now, signups and everything, hard to believe that Sunday will be May 1st.
Yes.
Now, it's a free movie coming up in May, correct?
That is correct, Rob. You know, you said Sunday be May 1st. I can remember saying Happy New Year on January the 1st, man. So this year has flew by, man, and it's not going to slow down for us at all. There's always something to do out there at Mayo, always something to do in the Kirby, always something to do in the Parks and Rec Department. So I know it's a little bit far away, but May the 27th, that's right there at Memorial Weekend, the last Friday. We will be showing a free movie at the Kirby. The movie is Sonic. It starts at 7. You know, it is 100% free, but we do accept monetary donations. So if you want to get $5, $2, 50 cents, just know you're giving back to a great cause. Just know you're giving back to a great cause for this event. Again, it's a little far away. We'll talk about it every week leading up to it, but just mark your calendars for May the 27th. We will be showing the movie Sonic at the Kirby. For more information, you can give us a call at 597-1755, the Kirby at 597-1709. The movies are free. You know, we do also sell drinks and popcorn there, Rob.
So again, mark that down. Well, We'll be back with more Playing in Person with LeBron Street coming up in a little bit. It's coming up on 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Here's our local news report. At last check at Raleigh Regional Airport at Person County, it's Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Now, LeBron, again, the next bass fishing tournament is May 14th at Mayo Park, correct?
That is correct, Rob. That's our next fishing tournament, next bass fishing tournament in Mayo, Rob. We have one in May and we have one left in June. It's been a great year for bass, Rob, and you know the participation, the numbers have been up and high. So come on out and enjoy the next to our last fishing tournament on May the 14th, our bass tournament at Mayo. Boats will leave at 6:30. The weigh-in will be at 3 o'clock. Five fish, $75 entry fee and $10 for the big fish. Just give us a call to get signed up. We have several already signed up, so go ahead and get signed up for it. It's been a great turnout. We run and people really enjoy it. Give us a call at 597-7806. Likewise with camping, you know, at Mayo, if you're thinking about camping anytime this summer, please, 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 I can't stress enough to look at your calendars to go ahead and get some upcoming dates for camping in the cabins or in the RV spot. The past three weekends, Rob, you know, last weekend we were 100% full. The weekend before that was Easter. We were 100% full. And then the weekend before that, we was, I think, right at 92%, 93% full. So it's just randomly, you know, people say, well, why are you so full? You know, people tired of hibernating, it's time to get out. And, you know, camp is an all-time number. It's really not about to ease up at all. So please plan ahead for your camping upcoming season. With all that being said, and likewise with our building rentals, I do know yesterday several people called yesterday about renting our building. Off the top of my head, Rob, I'm about 98% sure, but May and June I know for a fact May, the building is reserved about every Saturday in May because people have been planning ahead with graduation parties, with weddings, with family reunions, or whatever the case may be. But just give us a call more than anything, and hopefully we can work something out for you at 597-7806.
With that being said, RSVP ASAP. Log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information. Call 336-597-1709 to the Kirby Gallery or call the main Parks and Rec office at 336-597-1755. LeBron, have a wonderful day.
That's right. You and all listeners do the same.